Another Larry the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. This situation today is actually a story that comes out of Virginia. Comes out of, you said the Chesapeake area. You're from the area, Miss Jessica.
Yes, seven cities. Chesapeake, Hampton Roads area.
So apparently a young lady coaches. She's a young female coach. Her daughter plays on her team, and they were playing over the weekend, and her daughter has braids and blue hair. This story is actually, because we were just talking about, you know, wearing blue hair. So her daughter has braids and she has blue hair. I think she's about 11 years old.
10.
She's 10 years old. And the referee actually came over to her mother, who is the coach, and told her mother, I don't know what you're going to do when she gets on the next level of play, because this hair is illegal. She can't do that. She can't have her hair like this, and she can't have it that color. This is illegal. Of course, her mother reported the referee to the board, and he's actually been suspended, because that's not a rule that you can't have braids and your hair can't be a different color.
Stupid.
And this one comes right after that whole wrestler. Remember that wrestler had the locks in his hair? And in order for him to compete in the finals, the referee made up this rule that he had to cut his locks, and he had to cut them right there on the spot, even though he had his locks covered and he had wrestled before with the locks as long as he had them covered. That referee was also suspended. So, you know, it's unfortunate, and I think that these referees need to be fired. They don't need to be refereeing anyone's sporting events. If your job as a referee is to enforce the rules, and you're just going to make up the rules, that's not right.
That let me know we need to bring religion back in people's lives, because if they knew anything about hair, if anything, first of all, the hair is a disadvantage to the people that they're saying they should cut it off. To the little boy, to the boy who had the dreads. If anything, whoever his opponent is, or whoever the girl's opponents are, they could pull their hair, and that's a disadvantage. But that doesn't mean that it's illegal. Even in football, they say that your hair is a part of your uniform. Mm-hmm. All the guys in the NFL who play football, or college, or whatever. If you get your hair pulled, oh well.
Yeah, it's a part of your uniform.
It's a part of the uniform. Yeah. They can literally tackle you by pulling your hair.
And it's been seen and done.
More than my hair being a part of my uniform, my hair is a part of me. Yeah. It is what God has blessed me with. It is a part of me, and you have no right in the world to tell me how to wear it.
Is this man bald?
I don't know. We didn't get any pictures of the referee, but the question is to Madhouse Nation, what do y'all think should happen to the referee? Should he be fired and not be allowed to ref anymore at all? Or do you agree with him just being suspended for what he said and trying to make up a rule, or saying that this was a rule that she couldn't have her hair like this? 570-WP. 5570-WPEG. Chime in, Madhouse Nation. This 598-WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. Man, Flip the Narrow, leave me alone, and we back on today's situation. Story coming out of Virginia. A 10-year-old girl, her mother coaches a basketball team. They were playing another team over the weekend, and the referee approached her mother, who is the coach, and said to her mother, I don't know what you're going to do about your daughter's hair on the next level, because this is a rule. This is, like, she can't wear her hair like this and that color. She has braids, and she has the hair color blue.
It's blue hair weaved into her braids. She has like the cornrows. I don't want people to think she had a head full of blue. Though she can.
It was a kid style. It was a kid style.
You're talking about the next level. Clearly, he won't ever be a referee on the next level.
He can be. If someone sits around and allows him to just make up rules however they want to, and they don't speak out on it, he can make it to the next level as a referee. That other referee was refereeing a championship wrestling match.
Yeah, the one that with the dude.
And he made up something. So
because he did make up a rule, and this was reported by her mother, who is the coach of the team, they decided to suspend this ref. So we were asking you, Madhouse Nation, what do you think? You think it was good, the suspension is good enough, or do you think he should be fired? Good morning.
What's going on?
What's going on, big dog? You got a comment?
Yeah, I was saying fire his
All right. Pod 98 WPG, good morning. You're on today's situation.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Talk to me.
Yeah, I just feel like he should be fired. I'm tired of him trying to tell us how in the hell with the way I hair and everything else.
And just,
you know, I'm natural myself, but you couldn't tell because I get it pressed and everything. But at the same time, I mean, this is what God gave us. I mean, look at their hair. I mean, it gets wet, nasty, sweated, smelly. They ain't trying to do nothing to theirs.
All right. Thank you, man. Appreciate you. Pound out here, WPG. Good morning.
Oh, hey, Big Bag. Laris. No. I done got mad, Larry.
Okay, Toodles.
Hey, Toodles.
Let me tell you something. First of all, let me change my voice. Let me get this Esther's name out my voice. I would be up there and I would take one for the team and I'll whoop somebody ass. Sometimes you got to whoop some ass. You can't do all that talking. You can't be the ancestors of yesteryear. You got to get in there. Because talking don't get nothing done. Riding and picking and don't get done. You got to whoop that ass. And that's from Dingo Bells, honey.
And you want to get it that ass. Don't
you? No. Two different ways.
We're not doing this today. Bye, Toodles. Good morning, man.
Yes, I want to chime in on the madhouse situation.
Go ahead, baby.
I think that the referee should be held accountable for his actions. I think his need to be fired. If it's more people getting held for their responsibilities as treating our black community wrong, then it will be a different outcome. I think it would be less situations like this.
All right, thank you, baby. Amen. Appreciate that. We got more of your comments on the way. 570-WPEG. Coco Vango, Sauce All On Me is Pod 98.
Ladies and gentlemen, introducing Coco Vango.
Can't control my drip. Sauce All On Me. Who gonna clean it? Sauce All On Me. Ice on my neck, ice on my wrist. Sauce All On Me. I got the drip, I got the drip. Sauce All On Me. 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 Yeah. Pull up to the club with a check. Roll it APs and protect. Got the baddest with me in my section. I look like Mr. T and rock the 20 necks. I'm on a drip like that. I'm Jewish like that. Get it just like that. Baby, from a condo. Lobster, my lasagna. 100 rounds for the watches. Gayland trying to watch us. Get a $100 line up. Midi bad line up. Got you on the island.
Good luck trying to find
me. Can't control my drip. Sauce All On Me. Who gon' clean it? Sauce All On Me. Ice on my neck, ice on my wrist. Sauce All On Me. I got a drip, I got a drip.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Sauce All On Me. Sauce All On Me. Sauce All On Me. Sauce All On Me. Yeah. Hot sauce on me, yeah. Dripping on my, yeah. Bring my hair. All the ice around my neck, I'm lit up like the fell. All this sauce ain't fair. All this sauce ain't fair. GQ magazine shoot, yeah. Rolls Royce limousine shoot. Ooh. Feel like I'm playing defense.
What?
Bad triple team. Uh-huh. Yo, uh-huh. I got too much sauce. My mama say I'm tripping. Big fat shoe with a double G sauce.
Y'all know how we do it, man. You got a situation, you can send it to the Madhouse, morningmadhouse with two D's at gmail.com. Morningmadhouse with two D's at gmail.com. Today's situation actually comes out of Chesapeake, Virginia. 10-year-old girl plays basketball for her mother's team. Her mother is the coach. Told over the weekend that, hey, your daughter on the next level, she can't, I don't know what she's going to do because she's not going to be able to wear her hair like she's wearing it. She has braids, her hair was blue, and the referee even told her that she might not even be able to play in the game because of her hair, said that that was a rule. The referee has been since suspended because he was lying. That ain't no damn rule. Do y'all feel that they acted correctly and suspending him, or should he have been fired or worse? What do you think? Good morning.
Yeah, they need to go and get him out of there because that's just stupid. You ain't pay for a damn hair.
Yeah.
So you worry about what it look like, that part.
Well, that part, April, and can you put your damn seatbelt on? That part.
Buckle up for safety.
There it is. Whoa, all that ding, ding, ding. That part.
Y'all have a happy
Thursday. You too, April. April been about to hit somebody and say, like, bam. Pound out of here, good morning.
I don't think that he should be fired. I mean, the suspension is good enough. It's just he needs to understand that we're, you know, kids are kids. People have different hair textures. And that you shouldn't judge anyone or tell somebody's mother that they need to change the way their hair is. Like, are you going to pay for their hair to get done?
You don't think that grown man knew that?
I mean, no. Well, I don't know. Was he African American? Was he white? What did he look like?
It don't matter. He's an authoritative figure. And sometimes as an authoritative figure, you have to be chin check. And sometimes that hard chin check is you being fired. Because, you know, I deal with these referees all the time. And they make me sick in a damn way.
Right. You're right. So maybe he should get fired. And he'll find another job. But, I mean, he may have a family, too. He got to feed his family.
Okay.
Well, don't be dumb the way you're messing up your money.
At least know the rules.
You can't make up rules.
Pound out of here, good morning.
I just want to play like devil's advocate a little bit, all right?
I'm the devil with you. Let's go.
Okay, so, all right, first and foremost, I hear a lot of people saying this is the way we was born. First of all, we not Smurfs. We weren't born with blue hair. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
But, you know, I think it's important to be... You and express yourself. You know, I think we should, as parents, you know, we gotta like teach our kids that everybody's not gonna be a professional athlete. Everybody's not gonna be able to live that lifestyle. So being able to wear tattoos and different color hair, that's not gonna be the profession that you're able to, you know, to live like that. So it's important that, you know, we also teach our kids to groom themselves and, you know what I'm saying, and be presentable. And the world is not tailored to us yet. You know what I'm saying? It's not about forming, but it's about knowing how, you know what I'm saying, be professional at the same time. So I think that's important. But that said, you know, I don't agree with that referee telling the kid how to wear their hair.
This Negro here.
You know what?
He did say he was going to play devil's advocate.
This whole black power fact.
Why are we playing devil's advocate when it comes to us and people mistreating us? Why are we playing devil's advocate about that?
Right. Now, to your devil's advocate point, sir, why?
Yes, sir.
It's a basketball game. She's 10 years old. Regardless, the fact of the matter is that referee told her that she couldn't do that at the next level. Because it was illegal. What he was telling her as an authoritative figure, like Larry said, was wrong.
Sure.
Was wrong.
I agree. I don't want no smoke, bro. I don't want no smoke.
All right, big dog. Appreciate you, man. Man, I said all that long ass stuff.
750.
No, not that.
750.
Not that.
750. It's 50, not
750. 15.
What are we doing? 30.
Never mind. I messed it up. Yeah. But he said all that nigga say I don't want no smoke. What was he talking about?
You gonna catch that smoke. You talking all that craziness.
It was me.
He did say at the beginning, let me play devil's advocate.
But it didn't make no sense.
It didn't. Sir, you just ended up agreeing with him. That's not devil's advocate.
Why are we? I just don't understand why we play devil's advocate about something that's just blatantly wrong. It was blatantly wrong.
Yeah, pure wrong.
There was nothing to say, maybe. He's wrong.
Absolutely.
He made up something about this little girl's hair.
Yeah.
Black people, one thing I noticed about black people, they ain't about that life like they be talking about.
What you mean, Burp?
If somebody, first of all, as the mother or the parent of that little girl.
Mm-hmm.
Granted, she's the coach of the team. Mm-hmm. She can't act up too much.
Right.
But if I'm the coach, I'm going to my significant other in the stands and say, look.
If she has a significant other, she might not be.
Right.
I'm
talking about from my perspective.
Yeah.
You going to your significant other and telling them that he said something to me?
No. Because I'm the coach.
I'm trying to figure out what you're doing with this too, Jessica.
Listen to my point.
Okay, we listen.
Black people always say, man, you got to, like with the whole R. Kelly thing, somebody got to put hands on them. Somebody got to touch them. Somebody got to fight them. We always talking about, let's take it to the streets and fight somebody. But this case right here, this man, he said it because, let's be honest, he said it because it was a little black girl.
Oh, God, no.
It was a little black girl who had her hair blue. And then he goes, you see braids and you see all kind of different hairstyles with young female basketball players all the time. He said it to this black coach with his black daughter, and because her hair was that way. I'm going to my wife. If it's a female ref, I'm going to my wife and say, baby, she's talking about your baby hair. Go ahead and do something about it.
Once again, I'm going to my significant other to say to him, he just said to me, my girl ain't gonna be able to make it to the next level because she got blue hair in her hair.
And we're gonna fight for this?
Yeah,
we fight for this.
Put your hands on Whoopi's ass.
Shut up, baby.
Live from the Planet Fitness Judgment Free Zone Studio and home of No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. This is WPEG. Gastonia, Charlotte, Concord, Rockhill.
I get it.
And we're paying your bill.
I need some money.
Listen at 8, 11, 1, 4, and 6. We're Power 98.
No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse, man. It's time to play everybody's favorite game show. Are you
Black Smart?
570-WPEG, caller number 9. Let's play Black Smart. Let's see if you go keep your black card for the day, man. We got something for you. We got them Step Show tickets for you today.
Yes, sir.
Power 98.
Yeah. Woo. Sounds like.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.